The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got a Friday news dump coming up at 6:20 here with Chief. Right now, time for a proper round tripper as we get you set for Rangers and Angels. Pre-game's coming up at 8 o'clock. Here's Wolchek.
Let's do it. Let's go around the bases right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott? That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
No, there's not.
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing. It's tied!
Woo! All righty, boys. What's on the line tonight?
Win number 100 for Jacob deGrom. Can he get it? He enters tonight just sitting at that 99 mark, looking to become the 16th active pitcher to reach the century mark, the last active hurler to reach 100. Well, it just happened to be Nathan Eovaldi. Who did it? Where? In Anaheim.
Against the Angels.
Last year, July the 30th. So
Back to back, boys.
I just think it's meant to be, baby, in Anaheim taking on the Angels, who, hey, everyone say it with me now, they suck.
They do suck.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know, man. At time, we suck.
Yes, I know, Brian, but I'm trying to bring the positivity. Did I quit on them while you were out last week? I did. I think they do suck. But I don't think they suck. I think they're average.
Man,
they're 500 team.
They can be hard to watch.
It can be, but not tonight. Not this game. Not tonight.
Not this week.
Not this week, baby.
No.
Not this week.
Let
this
the good
week,
times roll.
We play with them. This week, we hit with them, and we shut them down because we can. This week, we are the greatest baseball team in the world.
And they'll remember the Titans.
Damn right, baby.
Forever.
Forever. Woo! Yeah. The Rangers have logged 10 or more hits now
nice
in three
work,
consecutive
dude.
Games. Thank you.
Baltimore's just going to shut us down.
And including
more money on spilled liquor.
Mouth.
16 high.
Is there any chance that we could have an opener for DeGrom so he doesn't give up three homers?
Okay, so last time DeGrom pitched in L.A. did not go well for
him. Was it like four home runs? Well, no, not no, the last time
out.
He pitched.
Yeah, four dingers.
He had four home runs.
Well,
I think that's a career high.
He's got.
Hey, but they were all one-run homers, dude.
Yeah. Well, he got tagged.
Yeah, that ball working in the middle of the plate.
Dongs and dong.
Yeah, two starts last year in Anaheim, 8 earned in 10 and a third innings.
Oh, damn.
So
why'd you have to say that?
Well, I mean, look, they're playing in Anaheim. I'm just giving you the facts here. I'm just giving you the stats.
You were trying to be positive, man, and then all of a sudden you went negative, man.
Well, you made me a little negative there. What do you want me to do? I'm playing off you. I'm feeling the negative vibes. Now I'm going to get negative on you, but I'll get positive again, huh? Shall I get positive?
We love the player. Are we worried about the home runs?
Yes, right now the home runs have been a concern. He's got to clean that up. Now, if he just gives up solo dongs, then all right, cool, whatever.
Just not four of them.
But if he's giving up four solo dongs in a game, then we're definitely concerned. But definitely don't do it with runners on base. I don't want a three-run Jimmy Jack dong. No. No, thank you. You
unless
keep that away from me.
Unless it's Foskey with the bat.
Yeah, if it's a Rangers one, then hell yes it is. And the new lineup tonight, I'm a little bit surprised at Foskey's place in this lineup, fellas.
Is he leading off?
No.
Too low?
Very low,
fourth,
in my opinion.
Leading fourth?
Not even fourth. Count a little bit lower than that, Brian.
Seventh?
How low you want to go? How low? Seventh is right, Brian. Seventh is right. Sorry, I just had to count it.
And, nice job, Brian.
I got it right, Brian. Jock Peterson's leading off.
My man, yeah. Jock, He's like a heavier version of Ichiro up there.
Why we got to call him heavy, huh? Why are we watching his body?
He is. He's a bigger guy. So he's just a heavier Ichiro.
Heavy Ichiro, except Ichiro was fast.
Well, like, if you notice, like, Dawson, tell him how Ichiro used to, like, stand there and, like, he's like dancing all in the box and like slapping the ball.
Yeah, he'd be running like, while he was hitting.
Yeah, we've got a.
He's trying to get out of the box.
That's
quick.
How he got the catcher's interference. He was one-handers. Running backwards.
I don't
to
blame
hit
him,
the
man.
Glove.
He's trying to hustle his ass off to first, or he might not make it in time.
Hey, by the way, on DeGrom.
Yeah, what do you got?
Hard hit percentage, exit velo, 97%. It's all like career lows, career worsts.
All right, well, it's okay. Evo started the season off a little shaky, and look at him now. Best pitcher in baseball. So DeGrom started off a little weak, starting tonight when he gets win number 100.
I hope.
We start ascending to Cy Young category again. Right?
Yeah, I hope.
Right?
Right. Come on, perfect.
Right.
I love it.
I hope.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Lucius. Thank you, buddy. All right.
Where'd that one come from?
That's my guy.
I love saying hell yeah.
Are you a guy that like holds up your drink and hell yeah?
Hell yeah, boy. I love saying hell yeah, bro.
Peterson, that, Lucius.
Leading off, Josh Young playing third. He is batting in the two-hole. Nimmo at third. And Ezekiel Duran gets the cleanup spot.
There we go.
Followed by Berger, Osuna, Foscue, Evan Carter, and Danny Jansen. More like Smelly Manson.
Let's hope this pitcher doesn't have a sweeper, because we will swing at some sweepers if we're there in the four hole.
Right now, I think Grayson Rodriguez is just trying to get it over the plate.
Well, that's good.
He's been struggling big time. Now, could this be
Grayrod?
Just what the doctor ordered? It's possible. Do I think it is? No. I think they're going to kick his ass tonight.
I hope so.
Damn right. Now, tarps off, boys. Do you know what the tarps off trend is?
I do.
Yeah, no, you do. Do you other?
I've been all over this beat.
The shirts. Take your shirt off. The outfits.
Seen this. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's men and women.
But you got to be healthy, right?
What stadium is this?
It's sweeping stadiums across the entire country.
It started in St. Louis.
It started in St. Louis in the left field, right?
But now it's making its way to Section 133. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rangers Nation. God, these guys are awesome. They sold out a whole section in Houston. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way, but I love what Rangers Nation's doing. This upcoming Monday, Memorial Day.
They took buses down there?
They're bringing the tarps off energy to Section 133 as the Rangers take on the Astros at 6:05 first pitch. This is Texas, and because of that, they want to add Cowboys hats to the mix. So you're going to rip your shirts off. We're going tarps off, but we're having the Cowboy hats on, keeping the Texas twist in there. So what do we like? We like it? We like the twang?
Yeah, 100%.
I like it, too.
I'll tell you, that was a lot of fun sitting out there that one time.
It was.
Anything to get some good young man energy going on in that building. Pause. You know, but I think.
Yeah.
That was a good use of pause.
Yeah.
Good pause, bro, because that's wild.
That could get a little, that could get away from
I was on
you.
This island for a bit.
A lot of pubescent you know, boys.
Might not want to hit play after that. I think I'm done here. It's been a hell of a Friday, man.
Long week, huh?
940 said, Brian, don't you worry. Rangers are one of the highest batting average teams against sweepers. So the sweeper actually has been a good pitch for us to hit.
Okay, the sweeper, when sometimes Duran, the sweeper
Duran,
gets...
Duran can get got by gets, the sweep.
He gets a little anxious on
might
the sweeper.
Might get a little tight. Might get a little angsty out there.
He's hitting the ball hard, though. He really is.
He's got some good exit velo right now.
But I think every sports environment is just so much more fun when you get sections of drunk young men, really, is what it comes down to.
Yep.
Shirtless. They're loud. They're crazy. They're heckling the other team. You know, and you don't want to be in their section.
No.
But you want to be like, wow, look at those guys over there.
You want to be across the
stadium.
They're
making this so fun right now.
Those are my guys.
As Eric's standing at the bar in the dugout suite's like ordering a drink. What's going on in the outfield?
Yeah.
Man, what's happening out there with all those young people?
Oh, I'm going to run out there too. Let me take my pants off.
I don't mind having it. Let me have some chicken.
I thought it was my pants. I thought we were doing pants off.
I'm so sorry. It's your shirt. It's all right. Let's go.
Got confused. Bad day to go commando.
God, how crazy would it be if you went
out
there?
That's not a broad.
How crazy would it be if you went out there and took your pants off?
Did you call me E-Hammer for nothing, boys?
You start just waving your pants. That would be hilarious.
It would be fun.
Oh, man. Yeah. Tarps off. Go ahead and enjoy that. Now, the Rangers did sign veteran right-hander Joe Ross to a minor league deal today. He's 33. He's got a 4.37 ERA.
in 163 career big league games. He most recently was with the D-backs. They DFA'd him, said, get the hell out of here. Had three games with the D-backs before he elected free agency. Resigned with the organization because nobody wanted him. Then he pitched in a dozen minor league games, was released earlier this week. Rangers gobbled him up, said, all right, you know what? Let's give you a try here in our farm system. Where Malcolm Moore's been crushing it, but we got good news today. Cody Freeman is making a rehab start in Double-A Frisco tonight. He's going to be hitting second. He's going to be playing second. And hopefully Cody does a great job and he's able to return. Because he was, I thought Cody Freeman was a super fun player to watch last year. And the more infield surplus we can get. Yeah, one of the little rascals. Let's get this thing going.
Energy, vibes. Energy, vibes. He's the probably the one seed for plays you'd most likely find in the tarps off section.
Absolutely. I think him and Cam Colley would be like leaders of that thing. Maybe Tyler Alexander would get in there too.
Yeah.
Jock, not so much. The Texas Rangers lead MLB in ABS challenges with a 62% win percentage. They're second to last, though, in total challenge ranking. They're just not challenging a lot.
Well, they got off to such a slow start. The first like couple weeks of the season, it was embarrassingly low. Hey. I think they've adjusted, but they got off to a bad start.
Well, I noticed the other day, there's no way that Foscue would have challenged when he got called up. There's no way he was going to challenge a call. And I was thinking, then all of a sudden, boom, he challenged one. I'm thinking, all right, the guy's feeling a little comfortable. And he was right. Yeah. He was right. If you're a young player coming up and you got no skins on the wall, you are not challenging a pitch.
I'm not
going
to be the guy to really do that.
The guy that's challenging and is wrong a lot is Seager.
Yeah, well, he's just
weird because Higashioka told us he thinks that Seager's like the guy that he would trust the most. I think that's just by reputation.
Right.
Because it really hasn't
been. He's been
that
wrong
way.
A lot.
He has.
But he's also struck out like 50 something times.
He's just,
too.
He's just been off.
He's had
just
frustrated challenges where he's like, what the hell? Let me
it's
just
been
challenge
a tough time. Early news today from Angel Stadium for our buddy Sean McFarland. Wyatt Langford was out there throwing on the field.
Mm.
So good news for Wyatt. He's supposed to be starting to hit soon, too, with that forearm strain. So maybe Wyatt's going to be back here sooner than later. Yeah. Are you still punting?
I'm indifferent.
I get it. You're cautiously optimistic.
I'm indifferent right now about that. Yeah, I really am.
I don't blame you.
What worries you more with Wyatt, injuries or him not hitting his potential that people keep telling us about?
I think the injuries are going to – we're going to look back on his career and go, the injuries were too much. You know, the injuries just robbed him of a great opportunity to be a great baseball player. Yeah. I just think the way he's built, like he's got no body fat on him or anything like that. You know, I mean, he's always going to be struggling with some type of injury, some type of tissue injury, obliques. And, you know, I want to believe, but I just think that it's always going to be a problem for him.
Here we go. We got LSU. We got
Bama
softball.
Why is LSU? Why are we wearing aqua jerseys?
I saw them
LSU.
Wearing these tops the other day, and I thought it was weird as hell, too. You were out. I couldn't ask you about it. I've never seen them wear this.
I don't get this. We're playing superstition baseball right now is what we're doing then.
Just because they won. So
wait, because we won. Let's keep the outfits
on. Because it's a weird look. They got the purple pants and then this aqua top that says LSU. It's just bizarre. I don't like it at all. Strange.
I would think if it was something that was pink, it would be something for moms, but I don't. Maybe it's a cancer thing. I don't know.
Who knows? Five things.
I don't know. Maybe it is. You know, cancer colors, right? What are they? Different. Like
it's just
purple?
Pink is really
sounds
all
like
I know.
AI brought us right now.
Oh no, purple
sounds just like it, dog. Right? It's amazing. Shout out to Bobby, bro. You nailed it, dog. You killed it.
We got another.
There's
one
something going
up.
On here at my school. We're wearing tops.
We're wearing our cancer jerseys. What the hell?
We need to kind of take these off and swing them around a little bit.
Let's get tarps off.
Hey, tarps off, LSU. Let's go, girls.
These girls are wearing sleeves and t-shirts
underneath it. Yeah, they got sports bras on.
Speaking of cancer,
by the way, is like,
damn, hold on.
A little bit of hotness. Girls in eye black.
Oh, you think that's sexy?
Is that kind of a look?
It depends.
I mean,
could be.
Could accentuate the eyes.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to get a glimpse.
Speaking of hotness, girls in eye black, huh? That'll get you. Hey, honey, you want
yeah, shout out to Michelle. Hey, I brought this home right here.
Michelle wore that.
Why do you like makeup, but have you seen eye black?
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, just take your mascara and run it under your eyes here for a while. It's hot.
Can you put this helmet on?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You want to tackle me?
Yeah, go out the yard and act like you've been sliding around a little bit.
Let me see that three-point stance.
Go ahead, snap me the ball. Oh, man, that's good.
Wait, speaking of cancer, At 59 years old, we have lost the great rapper Rob Bass.
Yeah, seen that, bro.
Fourth tape I ever owned.
What are we doing?
Him and DJ Easy Rock, 59 years old.
They were so much into crack cocaine back in the 80s, bro. His name is Rob Bass.
Man.
And Easy Rock.
I wow. never put those two together.
R.I.P. to that fellow, though. Oh, it takes two to make a thing go right.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
He said, I always thought he was drug free because he has the line, don't smoke Buddha, can't stand cesspit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
A lot of those 80s rappers are named after some type of drug.
Okay. Dawson, did you lose your chain of thought there for a second? You were looking, or we were staring at you. Kind of stopped.
I was singing, maybe?
No, no, when he was singing, you just, what were you thinking? You were like, it was kind of, you don't know what to say.
He was computing.
Were you trying to think who it was?
I don't know.
I looked over at you and you just kind of just blanked out.
There's nothing there.
I think it happens all the time. I think it's just the first time you noticed it.
Garrett Cole.
Wow. It's like you were like Wolchek was singing and you're just kind of looking at like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Garrett Cole.
Might be coming down with something.
Are you okay? You feeling good? I hope it's not what we're talking about. After missing all last year due to Tommy John, he is back. He's going to be firing against the AL Best Rays tonight for your New York Yankees. And how about the Astros? They got their first win at Wrigley in 13 years.
Wow.
As Eric Geddy continues to pitch phenomenally well for Houston, we need that guy's arm to fall off.
Oh. We're not cheering for injury.
No, we're not. Shohei continues to make history. Seamless transition here. Not only did he lead off with a home run the other night, his ERA is still sub 1. 0.73, the sixth lowest through 8 starts since 1920 for Shohei Ohtani. Now, is that something that's sustainable? Probably not. But it's still unbelievable what Shohei Ohtani is doing. Let's go, Rangers.
Thank you, Wolchek.
Thank you.
In the books, a proper round tripper here for your Friday. Pregame coming up at 8. What are we doing next, Chief?
Friday news dump. We have a brand new broadest clip. We prep our bodies for Spurs OKC.
Oh, no.
And your headline.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Of the week.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're getting fired up because Rangers baseball tonight, Western Conference Finals is tonight. It's a heck of a sports Friday, and Chiefs got a Friday news dump here. It's a trifecta. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, and here he is, the Chief. Eric Chiafalo.
Here at the news desk, we are seeing reports of people putting the kids to bed early tonight. It is a put the kids to bed Friday night as we have Game 3 Spurs OKC right after this.
You're rolling with the News Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
NBC just announced that Spurs Thunder Game 2 was the most watched conference finals game two of all time.
My goodness.
That game one just lit a fire. And it was like, I don't even, you may not even all know what time. Basketball is, but this is something that probably needs to be watched with every eyeball possible.
It's jumping in my head that this is the most interesting a series has been since Cavs with LeBron and Kyrie against Steph's Warriors. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, and that was what, 10 years ago? I don't remember anybody buzzing this hard about a series.
Yeah, I can't off the top of my head recall either. Like, this feels a lot of fun, other than when the Mavs were directly involved in something, but
for
like
sure.
where you don't have a dog in the fight, mm-hmm. this is as great as it gets, dude.
And that confirms it. Top rated conference finals ever?
Yeah, ever. In terms of a game two in a conference
for
finals.
For San Antonio and OKC, two of the smallest cities in the entire league.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Bravo.
Now, Mitch Johnson. Who's Mitch Johnson?
That's the coach of the Spurs.
That's right. Household name.
Took Becky Hammon's gig.
39 minutes ago, I see that he says it's close in terms of Fox and Harper playing tonight. Yeah. So that's the latest update I've seen.
They're
going to
play.
So hopefully they are going to play.
They got a source in the building.
It'll make it a heck of a lot more fun.
Me.
Okay, so you are in two places at once.
Hey, they don't call me the zebra for nothing.
That's a heck of a new
zebra
cake.
Does it.
Let's see. So we have the old flop or not. We have the old flop or not. Did you guys see Tom Haberstroh?
Is this the amount of times that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander falls?
Yes.
Okay, this is a crazy deal.
Well, I mean, you have like highlights of people just putting up all the shots that he takes, and you see him falling to the ground a ton. So Haberstroh was like, let me dig into this a little bit more and just compare it to some other stars that are currently in the playoffs. So you have SGA, you have James Harden, you have Jalen Brunson, you have Donovan Mitchell, and you have Victor Wembanyama. Those are the guys that he has selected. Random sample, but it's all happening right now. Some of the best players that are in the postseason, and he's just comparing SGA and how often he falls on the ground. Because you're not seeing him necessarily, like he had 6 free throws the other night. So it's not always about always getting the call. It's just he's trying to bait them. He's trying to get the call. And so he's falling on the floor at a pretty rapid rate. And so he broke it down on all their shots that they've taken. So for SGA, times where he was not called, there was no foul called. He's taken 187 shots where no foul was called in the postseason. He's fallen down 20 times, which is good for roughly 11% fall rate. For James Harden in the postseason, he's under 9%. For Jalen Brunson, he's under 8%. Same with Donovan Mitchell. And Victor has only fallen one time in the postseason.
He concussed himself on that play.
Yeah, that was probably, yeah, that might have been
the
play.
It was a different play, but no.
So even on non-fouled shots, it's 11% for SGA. The next most is James Harden, who's at 8.7%. Now, on the actual calls that get fouled, 37 times SGA has shot the ball in the postseason and been fouled. He's fallen down on 19 of those shots, over 50%.
Ooh.
James Harden, under 30%. Victor Wembanyama, 25%. Jalen Brunson, under 20%. Donovan Mitchell, under 18%. So SGA falls down at a clip, when you combine all of it, he's at about 18% of the time when he shoots the ball, he falls to the ground. Mm. James Harden is the next closest, and he's under 12%. So,
I mean, James is now 36, so he's starting to get that feeling of, if I fall, I might break something.
Sure.
So you might want to control for people close to SGA's age.
So Jalen Brunson, did that work? Jalen Brunson work? He's at 9%. He falls to the ground 9% of the time. He takes a shot 9% of the time. He's going to fall down. And SGA is double that. So he's trying to bait the refs.
He's flopping. Yeah.
He's flopping. Yeah. He is. And he hasn't been fined for flopping, but I don't think a single player in the league was fined the $5,000 flop fine. So it's just something that I thought was pretty interesting there from Haberstroh, where we all have this narrative about SGA, and the amount of times that he falls down, whether he's getting the foul call or not, is substantially more than all the rest of the really good offensive players.
He's the leading
in the
faller.
Postseason.
He's leading the league in falls.
Yes, yes. And it should be something they track. Like, it should be a track stat.
Get him endorsement deal with Life Alert.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I guess, okay, so it's how much does it bother you? And then, like, also, is he protecting himself? Because it feels like people are coming into his landing space. right? And he's falling in a way to make sure he doesn't sprain his ankle by landing on feet.
There is an argument that Habistro did mention where it was something like Joel Embiid, I think, a few years ago, got with like some MMA people, jiu-jitsu people, on learning how to fall so that you can actually save yourself. And so Habistro did mention in the article, maybe there's something to that with SGA. Maybe there's something part of his regimen where he falls in a way to prevent injury, which sounds weird to say, but I guess there are better ways to fall.
I think it's weaponizing the foul to try to discourage defense. Like, if I fall enough and make you worried about fouling me and you're more worried about the refs, like, I want SGA on my team. I think he's a nice guy. You know, it's easier for me to get mad at like a Westbrook or a Harden who have personalities and aren't clutch that I don't like, you know?
I get that.
I guess I want to give SGA more the benefit of the doubt because I think he's like one of the ideal stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, here's a superstar that's a role model in every way. But he flops a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And he's a smaller guy. It's not like he can beat anybody up, you know?
Sure, sure. And, yeah, if he's on your own team, you don't care. But every other team, I get it. You know, it's just it is annoying to just watch a guy constantly try and flail his way to the ground to see if he can get the call. And credit to the refs, at least in the postseason, who haven't been just totally married to the idea of him getting to the free throw line double digits every game. Now, I saw this and confirmed it. Somebody tweeted out earlier today that that Sean Sweeney, who is the Spurs assistant coach that worked under Jason Kidd with the Mavericks and a bunch of other places, a guy that a lot of people want to be the Mavs' next head coach, he shares the same agent as Masai Ujiri.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Andy Miller. I think he's with Clutch.
Andy Milonakis?
No, Andy Miller.
Shmilla Shmakis.
So just as a little something, I don't know, maybe it means a lot, maybe it means nothing.
I wonder how often that happens, but that certainly has got to be some kind of good tie-in.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts, for sure. So for anybody wanting Sean Sweeney to be the Mavs next head
really,
coach, that
could
pay off.
You know what was really – can I put myself in the situation?
What do you think, guys? Should we let him?
Yeah, I don't think we have a choice.
All right.
Jump on,
please.
In
I'd love to hear it.
Water me and Mike somewhere. McCarthy have the same agent.
Oh, gosh. When you were talking crap about Mike, did the agent get pissed?
It was Don Yee.
Yeah.
It was Don, like, Brian, can you stop?
Don was like, he's like, hey, listen, you know, I represent Mike, right? And I represent you. And I go, well, what, do you want me to be nice to Mike now? He goes, no, I just wanted to let you know that we represent him now. So, yeah, it's one of those things. And I went up and told Mike that. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, great, yeah. Like, he really didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, so I just continued to make jokes about him and stuff like that. But, yeah, Mike and I had the same agent, Don Yee.
I think in this situation, it's possible where an agent is like a business partner of Masai Ujiri's, you know, and it's not just I'm going to try to get you jobs. It's we're strategizing on what's next. And that agent obviously can make a lot of money if Sweeney gets the job. So, you know, the agent's pushing for it. It increases the probability that Sweeney's going to be the hire in my mind.
Okay. Yeah, I think for me it does as well. But, that's a great example of how that doesn't always work the same way.
Sure.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting and hopefully it pays off.
I'd heard some rumors and stuff from my NBA guys that Sweeney, he didn't have an agent for a long time.
Oh.
Because it's funny you brought all this up, and he didn't have an agent for long, and he was looking for guys. I mean, he was looking
like recently.
Yeah, like recently. Like, so this might be something that wasn't.
I think we're connecting the dots here pretty good. Here.
Yeah, talking to people around the league, they're like,
Sean Sweeney.
Hey, Sean,
because that's what I wanted to know. I wanted
pretty
to know.
Good idea. I can make you a head coach if you make me your agent.
What do you think? Huh? I know a guy.
That's strong, Brian.
Yeah. These two or three guys, because you're always curious of who a guy's agent is, and now that you mentioned that, I was like,
that's a good connection.
Okay, maybe that is. Yeah, maybe that's how you get the hire. But I know for a fact that Sweeney was looking for an agent. Because people said, no, he's just recently got one. This isn't something he's had for a long time.
Well, hopefully you picked the right one.
Yeah.
Your headline of the week. You guys ready for this? I don't really know the details. I just know the headline.
I'm nervous.
Disgraced Texas cop fired for giving homeless man
A poo sandwich
what?
Is back in uniform in a new city.
So he crapped in a sandwich.
Can't hold a good man down.
You know what? The guy was hungry.
This is unbelievable, dude. What an absolute a-hole.
Yeah.
He's still back in uniform somewhere. I guess it started in San Antonio, where he crapped in the sandwich. I don't know if this was like a sub sandwich situation or if this was your standard just like white bread.
What are the names you all gave all the trout and all that stuff?
Yeah, he dropped a little fudge
on the shingle. Fudge
dragon. Is that all his names for this?
Yeah.
Was he content creating or is like he just did this personally? Like I need this for me. Yeah. I'm tired of this guy.
Let's see.
Gotta be a content creator cop. Like, hey, look, man, I'm gonna give a sandwich to this dude.
That might be meathead cop who's laughing about it with his buddies. Like, I bet you wouldn't do that. Watch this.
I gotta share it at least if I'm gonna do that, bro. Somebody else gotta know I did this.
I think he got ratted out by one of his fellow cops.
Got him.
One of his partners. And does it change the story for you at all to know that it wasn't his own? He picked up the poo from the street and placed it on bread.
That's gross.
Then in a styrofoam container and left it for a snoozing hobo.
Put a little toothpick in there.
Harmless prank.
Oh, jeez. That's unbelievable, man. All right. I believe we just have time for one more thing.
Buster!
And I think we should fire off the latest archival footage. We have to go back thousands and thousands of years for this.
Jeez,
one.
Brian.
Into the archives.
I did not realize that Broaddus was there for Moses announcing the Ten Commandments. Here he is, interrupting at the highest level.
Excuse me. Sorry. Hey, is Moses telling everyone the new rules? Did I miss any?
The fire. While I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord. For you were afraid because of the fire.
I wasn't afraid. I didn't get the invite. Did he send it to our work emails or our personal emails?
Work emails. Said,
is this still Moses talking or is he quoting God now?
I am the Lord your God.
Okay, this is God.
Who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
Does he know that Jedediah converted yesterday?
Or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God.
Has he said murder yet?
For the Lord will not hold him.
You know he's not going to say murder.
His name in vain.
Y'all have heard about him and the Egyptian about 80 years ago, right?
Holy,
oh yeah.
As the Lord your God,
he killed a guy.
You.
Yeah.
6 days.
Seriously.
You shall labor.
He said it was self-defense.
But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work.
Wait, I missed that one. Did he say no work on Sunday? Yeah. So I have to wait until Monday to start watching tape?
That your days may
I got a podcast to do, guys.
It may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder.
Oh, there it is. A little far down the list, if you ask me. I got murder way higher in my stack.
And you shall not commit adultery.
Might as well just say, don't be Hillel. Know what I mean?
Oh, no.
You'll not saw him leaving Sarah's tent while Ephraim was herding sheep, right?
Yeah. Your neighbor.
You didn't hear that from me, though.
And you shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
Hasn't he said more than 10?
And you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant.
Doesn't bug me. I don't have a male servant.
Or his female servant.
Oh, damn it. This guy's never built a commandments board.
Or his donkey.
I've been in those rooms with God before. I've had those debates. You know how many times I tried to get Moses fired? Oh, yeah. I told God. I was like, you should fire Moses.
There it is, man.
He's never built a commandment board before. I've been in those rooms with God. I got murder way higher on my stack.
I can't hate that guy, can I?
Oh, man.
You can't hate him, dude.
But you could vote for it Monday in the G-Bag of the Day, probably. You're yeah. back.
Yeah. He's relentless, dude.
Well, thank you, Chief. There it is. Friday News Dump. Thank you to Broaddus and AI Broaddus and, of course, Bobby Belt. Okay, when we come back, we'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for us, the G-Bag.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nation on the Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Fred and Blake stepping in. Fred just said he's got beef with all of us. Let me tell you before we get there.
You got crappy takes.
Update on the Byron Nelson. Siwoo Kim comes up short of making a history, but he did fire a 60. He's in the lead at 18 under going into the weekend. We could see 35 under win the tournament. Sungjae Im is in second place at 13 under, along with Scottie Scheffler, who went 66-63. Jordan Spieth with a 62. He has put himself in the conversation going into the weekend at 12 under par for the tournament. There's a big old group of guys that are already double digits under par out there at the Byron, as Fred and Blake jump or up there at the Byron, I should say now. Craig Ranch and McKinney.
We need Gavin Spittle, Will Chambers, and Jett Nelson doing a little golf preview on like a Saturday or a Friday. That sounds like peak radio. Okay. You three would kill it. That's probably our three because golf heads is the three I just named, right?
I think so, yeah. Will Jett does a bunch of golf.
Yeah, from producer-wise,
really.
I would say more.
Not really.
What other producer knows more?
I mean, I don't know that he knows a lot, though. I mean, that was kind of the takeaway I took from him.
It's more just a comparison.
I know a little bit.
Just more of a comparison to the other producers.
Apparently, I'm Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently, I'm Foghorn Leghorn.
Why are you looking at me? This was not a me thing.
Boy, I say, boy.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with it. Right? I think you're Coach JB from Last Chance U.
I'll tell you what. Here I am, toloing.
You're an engineer Navy dude. I can feel it. Your issues come around me.
I said.
Your issues with Ty. It's not with us.
I'm sorry that I wear my emotion and my heart and my takes on my sleeve.
Yeah, for Houston. Yeah.
Okay.
All for Houston.
It's all good, dude. We love it.
Fred Horn. I love that you're emotional.
I was just going off like your body and your volume. You
gotcha,
know?
Bitch.
You're kind of like your chin up. Oh, I said, boy. You know, it's not.
Foghorn Leghorn is one of the more underrated Looney Tune characters, though, I will say that. But, no, look, Ty's mad because I've called him out on his Derek. I mean, he acts like Darius Acuff is Derrick Rose 2.0.
Really?
Really. And I said he doesn't play defense. And, you know, like most kids, they don't listen to criticism. And you can't tell them anything. You know, from that age of about 12
he's
to 18,
he's getting re-mad about it.
Kids know everything. Kids know everything.
Oh, geez. I had to tell Abby the other night we were walking off the soccer practice.
By
we were
the way.
Walking
what
on the
ages
truck.
Did you say? I'm sorry. I'm
12
sorry.
To 18. About 12 to 18.
Let's go to 25.
I'm going to push back
Fred's
on that.
Fred's opening it ends at 18. To 40.
I'm going to push back on that only because.
23?
In me.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you why. I spent 2 days with my daughter driving up to Kansas so we could see my son graduate and then drove back together. And you just, I mean, like, she's an adult now. And to have that conversation where, okay, 4 or 5 years ago she was in college and, you know, we really haven't spent a lot of time together since I've been up here in Dallas. So that was the most time she and I have had together. So I'm like, wow, this is like, I'm telling me about her relationship and she's whining about her boyfriend and this, that, and the other and just life in general. I was like,
bye.
She's a straight up woman now. And it's just, it blows your mind as a dad, like when you're a little girl and you guys know what I'm talking about, to all of a sudden it's like, wow, my daughter's a grown
ass. And she's
woman.
Sophisticated and you enjoyed that? Was that good as a dad?
It was scary. Because again, I mean, that's my oldest daughter. That's my kid. I was wiling the you know what out.
Yeah.
And when she was, and then her mom said, hey, I'm pregnant. Damn, really?
Hold on, I got another drop for that
you
one too.
Sure about that?
Bye.
Actually, funny story though. I told her. I said, "Look, we'll do this, I guess, but Fred has one request. We're not doing any hyphenated last name. That kid's last name will be Davis. So let's get that straight.
Put your foot down right there.
Right. As she garnishes those wages.
It will be Davis, though.
Hey, if I'm paying for it, the least I can do is get a last name out of the deal.
One small win.
That's it. Which, funny enough, she did try. She did try. We've all been there. You know, you're sitting there day after. Everybody's kind of, you know, mom's kind of recuperating, and everybody's kind of, you know, the excitement is kind of worn off. You're like, wow, this thing's really here. And then the nurse comes in with, okay, time to start signing the birth certificate. She tries to put her last name on the last name. I said, au contraire, mon frère. Wow. We've already discussed
it. Yeah, this was agreed upon.
You want to do the middle name? Go ahead. Hyphen the middle name all you want. We ain't hyphenating the last name.
What would it have been if it was hyphenated?
Davis Dempsey. I said, we're not doing
bad.
That.
Not
no, it's
bad.
Not.
Davis
no,
Dempsey?
No, we're not. No.
What about Dempsey
no, you don't,
Davis?
You don't bastardize. No, there's no. Davis stands alone.
Okay. David Dempsey sounds like a hell of a tap dancer, though.
And now,
it's Ronald and David Dempsey.
I said, Davis stands alone, boy.
She would have been Miriam Davis Dempsey. I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
No.
We're not doing that. It's Miriam Davis. End of story. So
what's coming up on the show tonight in your 1 hour, right?
We're just talking about being a dad with Fred and how him and Miriam, their relationship and Xavier. We'll just be doing that for an hour, talking about your Dallas Mavericks next head coach, whoever that's going to be.
Dawn Staley.
That's a name.
Hey, what do you guys think of Dawn?
I would love her on the staff. I don't know if I head coach.
Staff.
That seems like a big jump, but I wouldn't mind her on the staff.
Fred was shaking his head over there.
I'm with you as an assistant coach. Let's do this.
I'm with you. I think she's a brilliant mind. Head coach seems like a big jump. But her on the staff, I'm all for. What if Don was spelled D-O-N? That's my mom's middle name, so I would keep it.
What if she had a pair of balls?
Okay. You guys are going to be talking about De'Aaron Fox and Dylan Harper playing tonight for the Spurs.
My source is in the building.
Let's go.
You're also going to be talking about Jalen Williams of OKC. Not playing tonight
Spurs.
Against the Spurs.
Come on. You're going to get that dub.
I think he's probably going to be out for the series.
Yeah, he's done.
J-Dub.
His balls fell off.
Yeah, same hamstring. He's done.
Don picked him up.
Do you have a nickname, Fred?
Freddie D.
Freddie Foghorn?
That's it. No. Freddie D.
I'll say.
That's what the 469 just suggested, but I think he's rejected it. 469 is a decent idea.
Well, ask Jake Reitman. The fog, right? Isn't the fog like a KU thing?
Yeah, but I'm Freddie D. That's it.
Have a great hour, boys.
All right, Fog here they come.
Fred and Blake, thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Just went 5 flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Woolchuk and Chia following brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Tuesday at 2. All right, these guys are going to do the show Monday, Memorial Day. Have a great holiday weekend. And remember the troops. And till Tuesday at 2, you're going over the nation at ease.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.